Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
It was a bit of a rough weekend. So I know you were leaving the States, I think, on Friday, and then you headed to Sydney. So you missed that storm activity, the really bad weather we had, strong winds, particularly on Saturday. And there's a few parks here on the northwest coast that have been closed since Saturday due to that bad weather, and there's a bit of a clean-up operation still going.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And I did take off. I went to Vivid Sydney, which was fantastic, Lee. But the council field and after-hours staff were kept very busy, I believe, over the weekend, responding to lots of trees down over the rural roads and within our bush reserves as well. So that's resulted from the windstorm, as you just said, that crossed many municipalities across the state. But we just wanted to advise that all the roads are now clear and are safe for travel, and also a big thanks to the hardworking crews.
I noticed that on your websites, your Facebook page the other day, Romaine Reserve and Guide Falls Reserve, that's at West Ridgely, both currently closed.
And that's right, and we are continuing to clean up large trees down in the upper car park area, and we do aim to open the reserves by this weekend. So just want to say a big thank you to, not only for the council workers who have been doing that, but also to all the community members, Lee, that pitch in to help businesses and locals alike over the weekend. I've read some great stories on Facebook about that, and all the people that were affected by these events during the power outages were helped by community members and other business members alike. So big thank you to a community that pulls together.
Wonderful work. Bernie Walk Against Elder Abuse, that's coming up.
It is. It's happening today at 9:45. You've still got time to register, and hopefully the weather holds out for it. But of course, you know, if it gets cancelled, just check our Facebook page and we'll let you know. But Elder Abuse Day is a day to recognise that one in six older people are abused every year. Now, that's a huge amount. Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it? And, you know, elder people have the right to live with dignity and safety, just like the rest of us, and just like people of any other age, Lee, as you know. So I guess on a day like today, families, students, community members, workers and volunteers, they unite to raise awareness of elder abuse and the ageism that drives it.
So a day like today, we'll keep an eye on the weather. We'll keep an eye on the Facebook page. If there is any cancellations, make sure you check that out. So it's at 9:45 this morning. How do we go about registering?
Yeah, so you can head on to our Facebook page or our website, the Burnie City Council, and follow the links to register there. And if you're doing the walk, just need to gather outside the multi-storey car park in Wilmot Street, across the road from Metro Cinema, so it's easy to find. And the walk will finish at the Bass and Flinders Room at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. Now, the Tasmania Community Fund are offering a free grant writing workshop at the Burnie Library in Alexander Street, Friday the 24th of June at 2 till 3:30. Now, the workshop is suitable for those wishing to gain a few extra tips on how to access grants and other funding. Great thing to do.
I'm thinking the spaces will be limited for this.
They certainly will be, and you can call or email the TAS Community Fund to book, or you can just head to our council website or Facebook page, follow the links, book your spot, because, you know, it's really important to get grants if you're a community organisation, you know, get some funding for your next project. Great way to learn how to do that.
One local comedian, we've had him on the show a couple of years ago now, I think, Ned Townsend, got a big comedy night coming up.
Oh, he is hilarious. And if you like a good laugh, get along to the All-Star Comedy Night. Now, it features six of Tasmania's best local comedians, and it's a great night of stand-up comedy. You can have a laugh, support our local emerging comic talent, and it's all happening this Friday, the 17th of June at 7:30, so you need to get your tickets. And as you said, Ned was born on the northwest coast of Tas, and his heart has always been drawn to making people laugh with him, or usually at him if you go to one of his shows. He'll take either. He's quickly become a main figure in the Tassie comedy scene, and he performs all over the state, and of course he supports some of Australia's biggest names in comedy as well. He's got his own award-winning solo show and running sold-out comedy nights across the coast, and he loves comedy. I've been to a few of these nights, and I can tell you, Lee, it is hilarious, and it doesn't disappoint.
Yeah, should be great. Now, how do we go about tickets?
Just head to the Burnie Arts and Function Centre or burnie.arts.net online, or go see the ladies in the theatre and grab your ticket.